Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today we're talking about how you can use AI to pick your stocks and some of the risks that may be involved. So that's kind of like the next frontier is, stock market GPTs. And there's some really exciting things happening. I recently was checking out stockmarketgpt.co. It seems like they have a really clean website with nice analyses on different corporations and things like that. But the problem with AI still, we haven't figured all the kinks yet, is kind of the made-up information. What did you call those, Jaden?
Hallucinations.
Hallucinations, yeah. So, and recently we had the Super Bowl, and Gemini and Copilot, Google and Microsoft's AI version of ChatGPT, made up incorrect information about who won the Super Bowl. So I would not trust, at this point, I don't think I would trust a stock market GPT to pick my stocks for me, or even give me accurate information. Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Okay, so I'm actually just trying out that tool that you were talking about, the stockmarketgpt.co or whatever. And so I'll give you my analysis on that soon. But what I will say is I think you're right. Like, AI models do have a tendency to hallucinate. We obviously saw with the Super Bowl that, you know, if you asked it right before the Super Bowl happened, like, what are the odds of who's going to win? It made up like, oh, the game's already over and the 49ers already won. And if you asked Gemini and Microsoft's Copilot. So it's kind of funny that both of them were like messing up and saying the game was already over. They both called it for the 49ers. So it's funny they did not win. I think it's important to not, it's important to take with a grain of salt the information you get from these AI models. Now, that being said, I do think that there are some clever things you can do. Last year, there was an article out of ZDNet, but a lot of different people were covering it because it was, I think, an experiment where essentially ChatGPT outperformed money managers in giving AI advice for investing. And here's something interesting. They did a statistic. This was back in May of last year, but it said 47% of U.S. adults reported using ChatGPT for advice on stock market picks. That is insane. This was last year. ChatGPT just came out. And so people that were actually like trying to make stock market picks, 47% of them were talking with ChatGPT about what they should pick. Now,
that's funny. I would like to know, I would like to know the results of that. That sounds funny because I know there were some YouTubers who are doing, asking like monkey for their stock picks. So I'd like to see left to right.
Great. So here's what I'll say. I would not go to ChatGPT and say like, should I buy Microsoft? Will it go up or down? Like, I don't know if that's what I would do. But what I did see successfully rolled out in a bunch of different experiments last year was, and I think this one specifically with ChatGPT, what ended up happening was they took, they trained a fine-tuned model, I think, like Stock GPT or something. But I think it was using like ChatGPT's, you know, kind of LLM as the backbone of it. But they pretty much fed in news headlines for companies over the last, you know, 50 or 60 years or 100 years or whatever, however long the stock market's been alive and kicking. And then they fed in the stock price in relation to those news headlines. So like the next day. So like bad news comes out, what happens the next day? Good news comes out, what happens the next day on the stock price? And they trained a model based off of that. And it really was like telling the sentiment of like, okay, based off of this market sentiment and the news sentiment regarding it, like in relation to this stock, here's what it's likely to do. They trained a model off of that, and it was actually fairly accurate for then what you would do is like every day you'd go and copy like a bunch of headlines in relation to a company, plug them into ChatGPT and be like, based off of like the historical stuff, what do you think will happen to the stock? And then you could short the stock or buy the stock depending on that. And I think it actually did a pretty good job it like doing that. So market like sentiment analysis and being trained on news headlines in relation to the stock. So I thought that was kind of an interesting use case for it.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting, especially because a lot of that is so psychological. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, human, like people, small time traders like us using the apps now to trade and stuff like that. So that is definitely interesting, you know. And this year, I think I'm not sure if it already has rolled out, but I know there's a Bitcoin a traded fund that's going to be on the stock market. There's, you know, ETF is the classical, like, you know, electronic traded fund that's not traded by a money manager. It just goes off the numbers. So I feel like it's only a matter of time before someone comes out with a, you know, AI fund that you could try. And I would be curious to see how it performs, but I don't know if I'm going to put my own money in it yet.
That would be crazy. Yeah, that'd definitely be very interesting. Okay, so I wanted to tell people, because you brought this up at the beginning, there's a tool, Stock Market GPT. Now, this is not like a, I don't think this is like going to tell you exactly what to invest in, this tool. I've just been trying it out. I was asking it some questions about NVIDIA because for those that know, this is actually wild. NVIDIA, who literally their entire company is just blowing up and has been blowing up all year because they're making the chips that are used to train all the AI models. So they're like selling the picks and shovels to all the AI companies. They're making an absolute killing. This is crazy, Jamie. I don't know if you noticed this. They have like a 1. I want to say $7 trillion market cap. I got to double check that. Yeah, $1.79 trillion market cap. Their market cap is bigger than every publicly traded Chinese company on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. So,
wow,
in other words, this little company from some guy from Taiwan, who, you know, China's got their geopolitical issues with Taiwan. One guy from that country has created a company with a bigger market cap than the entire Chinese stock market. So that's crazy.
Insane. And, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a whole nother discussion. But anyways, I was looking it up on this tool that you mentioned, and I asked the tool, you know, it's like, what do you want to know about NVIDIA? And I was like, will the price go up? Right. I mean, I was trying to ask the most basic kind of dumb question.
Exactly.
This is its response, which I thought was interesting. And I should ask the same question to ChatGPT and get it. I might do that in a minute. But it said, based on the data provided, we can see that the stock price of NVIDIA has been showing an upward trend recently. The regular market price has increased to $730 with a day high of $737. The analysis recommendation trend has been positive with more buy recommendations and increasing target price. Okay. So, and then it gives like a disclaimer. It's like, however, stocks are subject to market volatility and various external factors, blah, blah, blah. Do your own research. Like, it kind of gives like a little spiel on that. I'm curious to see if this is just like a straight ChatGPT like response, or if they have any magic sauce in there, like that's different. But what I will say, because it's pretty much like, I just have like this, the NVIDIA stock price showing in front of me. And then it has like their like market cap, some valuation information, their price targets, their margins, their returns, their growth. Like, it just has like a few little bits of data on there and then that. So I think this is interesting. I asked it about like based off of market sentiment in today's news, and it said it doesn't have access to that. So I can't use that to, predict my stock market trading. But I do think this is interesting. That being said, is this good advice, or could any random person kind of just tell you this? I don't know. So I'm skeptical if this specific tool, or maybe tools like this, actually could give you stock market advice you could take to the bank and try to make trades with.
Yeah, I mean, it's so subjective to, you know, where is the information coming from? Who's like, what advice is it basing off of? And, you know, is there something that it missed? You know, there's lots of, I don't know. It's just, it's not quite there yet, I don't think. But if, you know, if you're a day trader and you do try some of these tools, let us know how it goes for you, because I would be curious. I would hop on the bandwagon if people gave me their recommendation, but I would at least try it, but not at this point.
Jamie, do you buy individual stocks? What's your, are you an investor, much of an investor?
I mean, I got back into that a little bit in 2020 with all the craziness of like GameStop and stuff and Bitcoin. But I will say it didn't work out great for me.
Okay.
But I do have, Vanguard funds for like retirement stuff as well, like IRA, but I don't do too much of the picking anymore like I used to. It was fun, something to entertain me during COVID lockdowns, but
oh, 100%. Okay, so you know what, I at during COVID, my stock portfolio had went up quite a bit. And so I pretty much liquidated all of my crypto and stocks and use it to buy a new house. So I don't actually have a lot of investments anymore in that regard. And at first I was like cheering myself on because then of course everything has been kind of crashy lately. But with everything that rallied in AI, like, you know, it's especially NVIDIA and Microsoft and all that. Like, I feel like there definitely is some wins I could have made, but it's all good. I did want to bring you guys all the latest response from ChatGPT when I asked it. So I actually copied and pasted all the information that was on that on like an NVIDIA stock thing. So all of just the basic information about their ROA, ROE, their growth, their revenue, their third, and you know, a bunch of just EBITDA. They're just their metrics from their public, you know, disclosures or whatever. Pasted it all into ChatGPT and asked it if the price was going to go up. It gave me like a 5-point breakdown about a whole bunch of different ratios and things. And then this is its conclusion, which is kind of the useful part. It said, given NVIDIA's strong growth metrics, profitability, and positive forward valuation, there's a solid basis to believe that the stock price could go up, especially if the company continues to meet or exceed growth and profitability expectations. However, the high current valuation as indicated by the trailing PE ratio means that the stock price is already reflecting high expectations for future earning growth. This could make the stock more sensitive to any negative news or failure to meet growth targets. Okay, I thought that was kind of good, but so, I mean, that kind of...
That could be said about any tech company, though. Generally, the price to earnings is...
So, I mean, I think it's kind of... It's fairly generic advice, to be honest. It's similar to what you'd be getting on StockMarketGPT.co, that tool. So, I don't know if, like... They're probably just plugging straight into ChatGPT, to be honest, and then just giving it the data and asking it the same question I asked. It's kind of nice to have a little central hub, but I don't know. I don't think any of these things really have a crystal ball, per se.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyways, if that's helpful, if you guys enjoyed listening to that, be sure to review our podcast. We really appreciate it and means a lot to us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.